Hey everybody, it's time for a brand new episode of Plan Banter!
Hello.
Great to be back. Today on the show, SDCC news, all kinds, all sorts, all things, whatever, you know. Also, movie catch up, because we've needed it. We've needed it really badly.
And also movie mustard.
You say that every time.
Oh my god, Michael.
Getting booed off the stage, it's Michael!
Woo! I'm sorry, everybody.
I'm not.
Baskin Robbins always finds out. I'm your host, Richard. He's really more of a neo-cubist. It's Jace. This isn't actually a keychain. It's Chris! Was there anything that jumped out at you guys at SDCC? Because I am really super behind on all forms of news ever. I hadn't even seen that Batman versus Superman trailer until last night when we were in Ant-Man.
Oh, God, the trailers.
Oh, dude, like, it was funny because people in the audience were like, oh, my God, yes.
It's going to be great. And,
oh, man.
It was definitely better than the first trailer.
Man, I don't know.
That's like saying a good solid poo is better than diarrhea.
Yeah.
Well, it is, Michael.
It is.
It is, but it's still poo.
Yeah. That's a weird
thing. I don't think that's a very good analogy.
No, it works. It's just, you know.
It's still shit. It's just a different type of shit.
I like a good solid poop. That's how you know you're
well,
healthy.
Well, everybody does.
That's when you know you're healthy.
All right. But, yeah, boy. I don't know. I have fortunately been asked by very few people at work if I have watched that in the Suicide Squad trailer, which I still haven't seen and don't really care to because whatever.
It's like we're some kind of Suicide Squad.
Is that really what they say?
Oh, yeah.
Someone got paid
for
that.
Look, here's my thing about Suicide Squad.
Oh, it's fine.
Squad,
just let it play out, Richard. It'll be fine. Just let it play out. Don't judge it now.
Well, there's a dozen of us, and we're all crooked, so it's like we're some kind of
dirty dozen.
You know, Reed, I think you're kind of great. Sue, I think you're kind of great. It's like we're all fantastic. There's four of us. It's like we're a fantastic four.
Well, look at us cowboys. We're all pretty good, and then there's seven of us. It's like there's a Magnificent Seven.
I mean, there is that line in the first Avengers where it's like, if we can't save the world, we damn sure will avenge it, that I do kind of like, but it's not as bad as like, it's like we're some kind of Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, it's not
it sounds
even
like something that we'd put in a $1 million movie.
Exactly. It's a joke. It's like a joke. I mean, that's what Zach was saying in A&N on the latest episode or whatever. He was like, the trailer's almost like a parody of superhero movies that are stupid.
Well, see, here's my thing about Suicide Squad, okay? I really like David Ayer. I've liked almost all of his movies.
Have I seen any movies he's made?
Training Day.
You see End of Watch?
He wrote.
Oh, he wrote? Well, I don't know. He wrote it. Whatever.
He directed
End of Watch.
He directed Fury.
No. Nope. And he directed Sabotage.
I haven't seen any of those movies.
Gosh, I forgot.
Well, Sabotage is probably the one you can skip. But End of Watch is a fantastic film if you've never seen it.
I keep meaning to watch it, but I don't.
I think it's on Netflix still.
It probably is. I imagine Fury is.
Every time I sit down,
I keep telling you to watch Fury.
Every time I sit down to watch something, I'm like, well, it's time to watch Fist of the North Star.
Well, okay. That's...
So, but anyway, here's my thing is like, I have really liked what David Ayer has put out cinematically so far. So it makes me want to give it a chance. But then they have the silly lines like, we're kind of like a Suicide Squad. And I'm just like, oh, come on. And
you're all fired.
I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to make you hurt.
Is that really what he says?
Yep, that's what the Joker says, allegedly to Harley Quinn. A lot of people are thinking that's when Joker gets Harley Quinzel and tortures her until she becomes Harley.
Ah, sweet, because that's the thing I've always wanted to see in a movie is
yep.
BDSM clowns. Cool. Is this going to be rated R or is it going to be PG-13?
Probably PG-13.
It's got to be R.
It's got to be PG-13. Are you kidding me, Chris? They need to make money.
Well, that's true. What's the budget? Have you heard?
I would say $150 if I were to guess. It's got Will Smith in it. Well, he's already eating 30 million.
Yeah, he had to have taken a pay cut.
No, he probably took 30 million. Okay, yeah, he took a pay cut, 30 million.
Instead of 50?
Yeah.
I don't think he's the bankable star, except on the maybe on the world stage.
Dude, they wouldn't have hired him then. They would not have hired. They would have hired anyone else.
If he's not the bankable star, then that movie has no bankable star because people aren't watching the movie because of the girl from Wolf of Wall Street playing Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
I mean, I would make an argument.
You know what they say about the crazy girls? What?
Oh, okay. I thought there was something else to
that. No, that's it.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, like, the star of the movie is the Joker. Like, it wouldn't matter who's playing it.
Well, no,
like,
apparently...
That's the allure. Apparently the Joker's in it.
The Joker's going to be barely in it, allegedly.
Yeah, but they're going to push the shit out of him in the advertising. Didn't we see what he looked like before anyone else?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, there you
go. See, I thought that the whole impetus of the movie was them putting together to get the Joker.
No, the Joker's a Hannibal Lecter ripoff who's talking to them through a prison cell or something, from what
great.
I understand.
Awesome.
From what the leaked script said as to why Tom Hardy quit, right?
Yeah.
He was playing Rick Flagg?
He was Rick Flagg, yeah.
And now it's who?
Jack Courtney.
Exactly.
No, Jack Courtney's Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, because...
He's Mr. Boring.
Jack Courtney was in Terminator Salvation.
Genesis.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay.
Salvation Sam Worthington.
My bad. I get Jai Courtney and dude from Avatar mixed up.
Really? Man, I like Sam Worthington.
Yeah, Sam Worthington is really good. This guy's
doofus.
They just look alike.
Did you hear who they cast for The Flash season 2?
Nope.
Adam Smasher's going to be in it, played by Edge.
The wrestler, not the guitarist.
Well, I would hope not.
Actually, I would be super excited if it were the guitarist.
Every time he stomps, it's good.
It'd be the most ridiculous thing ever. But I mean, it makes sense when you see Edge, like when you see him compared to other wrestlers, he looks small and skinny. When you see him compared to normal human beings, he's really big because he's 6'5" and I don't know, 280. Not 280, 260.
Didn't he have some type of really bad injury a couple years ago?
Yeah, neck injury. He retired.
That's why he can't wrestle anymore?
Yeah.
But then he became the Highlander.
He was in the Highlander end game.
I don't think I know Edge off the top of my head.
He's the guy with the big, long, blonde hair.
Edge and Christian jacket. Used to wrestle together, and they did all the tables, ladders, and chairs matches.
Rated R superstar.
Is he the one that was on Haven?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which I never watched.
On what?
I just know the
Haven, the TV show that's loosely based off the Colorado Kid.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Ended at some point.
Yeah, it's over
like
since
five
he's on
years
Flash
ago,
now.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, I think it just ended.
Okay. Yeah,
it had
four
seasons.
I have never known anyone to ever say anything about that show except us.
Hey, listen. Good for Edge. It's a popular TV show. Let's good for him.
Wait, is he the one in Breaking All the Rules?
Breaking All the Rules.
Where he's like driving the school bus where you would make fun of it whenever we would go look for toys in Walmart.
I think it's Triple H. Triple H is the school bus movie. He's Breaking All the Rules, but that's with Jamie Kennedy and he has the Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Edge?
That's Edge.
Okay. Oh, memories.
Let's see if I can find Breaking All the Rules.
And they cast a Jay Garrick, but I can't remember who it is. But
some old guy.
Older, but not
Willem
too old.
William Devane.
Well, William Michael, Devane. We know he's not as old as you.
Exactly. And then apparently Wally West is supposed to show up in this season.
Is he going to be new 52 Wally West?
I don't know.
Which, is New 52 Wally West like a teenage black kid who does graffiti?
I don't know. I've not read any of the New
52. Sorry, everyone. It's bending the rules.
Even though your face is covered, I can tell. You need a hug.
Am I running this heat, Gil?
Look at those sweet licks.
They'll let you in dressed like that?
I'm hoping.
I'm hoping.
Until I say so, you are not police.
Tell me again, who are you?
Blades.
Blades is the corrupt police officer. I'm the prosecutor in the case.
That is very interesting.
The biggest mistake of my life.
What?
Letting you drive.
That's
you must have a lot of tickets.
That's illegal now.
Hold on.
Do you mind?
I need to get a lot for an interview.
What? Not here. Who was here earlier? Chin. What Chin?
His music choice is incredible.
It's the best trailer music.
We're police.
Aren't you supposed to be like some great detective?
Why do they never see that coming?
Hello? I'm kidnapped. Here.
It must be very tiring to be you.
I hate to admit it, Blaze, but you're not a half bad detective.
Doesn't let warm maple syrup being poured over your tongue.
You ever use one of those?
I'm a lawyer. My mind is my weapon. Oh.
Wow!
I did predict you were going to shoot me.
I remember.
Can you imagine, like, they have a script and they're like, okay, we're gonna rename the character after this character's name. So oh, instead Blades. Of Edge, it's Blades. Blades.
Yeah, that's perfect.
What a shit.
That was Paul Bart 3, right?
Ah, I can hear on this ear now.
Oh, good.
Huzzah. Kinzel's volume broke through the break in the...
I can only hope that I can hear, that I can make your hearing aids function once again.
Yes, yeah.
Actually, mine seems to be working better now, so maybe it was just something. I don't know.
Well, STCC was a toy convention this year.
Yeah, it really seems like it, because nothing else jumped out at me as far as like.
Well, it's because
thing.
Everybody else has their own thing, like Marvel and Lucas and stuff have D23 now.
But they still had a Star Wars panel.
Well, yeah, they did, but they didn't really announce much other than
they
you
had
know,
that
they,
little footage.
They yeah, they had the behind the scenes footage, and then they solidified a little bit more about who Kylo Ren is and who.
And Hasbro didn't even show anything.
Behind the scenes footage was really fun to watch.
Oh, it was. It was great. I do think it was like, hey, everybody. Everybody, listen. We're doing practical effects here, people. Practical effects.
Oh, no, they've been pushing
that. You didn't
that
already
shit
know what we were doing.
That, one of the
there's
best...
even a slide that shows up on the TVs in the lobby that talks about that. And I'm yeah. like, okay, we get it, guys.
The best thing I've seen on someone on Twitter retweeted a picture of Newt Gunray saying, I was practical effects too.
Yeah, that was great. I thought that was hilarious.
Poor Newt Gunray.
But yeah, that was neat. Boy,
Warner, they did that Star Wars concert, and they gave away 6,000 tickets.
Yeah, did you see what Warner's
the John Williams concert?
Oh, was he there?
Yeah,
he
wasn't
there.
They moved everyone over to some near
concert
hall. Yeah.
He wasn't there.
Oh, he wasn't. I thought he was there. I heard he was.
He was there over video message.
Oh. Well, that makes
yeah, he's probably writing.
So did you read what Warner Brothers said about the Suicide Squad footage?
Nope.
Oh, this is the greatest thing ever. So obviously, as happens every year at SDCC, people are recording the footage that they see on their cell phones and stuff like that.
They hide it in their shoe.
Yeah, they hide it in their shoe or, you know.
Shoe cams.
They're upskirt cams.
But regardless.
Is that a thing?
People hide them in their shoes, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
But regardless, well,
they're going to check everywhere else.
Oh,
regardless, the leaked footage got out. And Warner Brothers released a statement that in this tone, I don't have the verbatim, but in the tone that I'm going to present, and basically what they said is, well, we've been trying for the past 48 hours to knock out all these illegal recordings of our Comic-Con footage. And since everybody is going to persist in illegally spreading this copyrighted footage across the internet illegally, we have decided that we should go ahead and release this footage so that everyone can enjoy it in high definition.
What, was this the Suicide Squad? Because
yes, yes.
Batman versus Superman, they just put it up
no,
right
no,
as
no.
soon as
this is Suicide Squad. And
okay. Batman versus Superman, they just put it up.
Yes, they did.
But it's closer. Suicide
yeah.
Squad's further.
So they were like, since we don't want this to be presented in a bad light, we're going to release this in high def, even though it was meant to be only for the people at Suicide Squad
or
at Comic-Con.
That sucks.
So I hope you're happy, everybody, for making us release this when we weren't going to.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
That's just, here's the thing.
Oh, their fucking $1 million nerd vacation was ruined a little bit. Oh. So sad.
You know, and if you remember whenever the Avengers trailer got leaked from SDCC, Marvel just tweeted, damn it, Hydra, and then released the HD footage.
Yeah. So
they want it to be leaked anyway.
Well, they do, but...
Speaking of...
There's a difference between how you're presenting it.
Anyone watch the X-Men leaked trailer?
Yes, I watched it.
Nope. Hey, that Dark Knight footage we saw at Wizard World, I never saw that anywhere else. But admittedly, there were only like 150 people.
We also saw it in 2007.
True.
So, I think YouTube was a year old.
No. Surely not.
2005. Okay. 2 years old. Whatever. It wasn't even a thing then.
Oh my God.
YouTube
Dark
still
Knight's
wasn't a thing.
Nearly a decade old. That's fucked.
That's why I think it's funny that everybody's like, oh, why are they doing Batman again so soon? I'm like, it's really not that soon. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I guess it is, but.
It's almost the same amount of time.
Christ.
Yeah. Oh. It's farther away from Batman Begins than Batman Begins to Batman and Robin.
Yep.
Well, gotta go home and cry now.
Jason loves making those comparisons.
No, I do them in my head all the time now. I'm like, we're closer to Terminator 3 and Terminator 2 being together than we are to, you know...
Terminator 3 and now.
Yeah.
Like, what was it that you said the other day? It's been longer since I was born to the Vietnam War, or no, it's... What was it? Because you were comparing it World War II, Vietnam, and me somehow. And it really... Oh, yeah, it made me feel fantastic.
Wait. Please name the episode World War II, Vietnam, and me.
It was... Your birthday is closer to the Vietnam War than
it is to
than now. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, oh, God, that's right.
Gosh,
yeah.
Geez, that's shitty, man.
Oh, all the time. He comes up from downstairs. Hey... did you know
under a bridge?
Did you know that the moon landing is closer to your birthday than when they discovered the moon was to the moon landing or something like that? You know,
well,
it was just shit like that. I know, but it was more like
it's closer to the moon landing is closer to your birthday than I think I think it was only like the moon landing to your birthday I think was what 12 years.
Yeah.
You are such an asshole, Jeez.
Yeah.
Imagine 12 years ago. It was 2003.
I know.
It was.
Wait a minute. So
it was Lord of the Rings. That's what
now.
It was. It was Lord of the Rings to now. That's what it was.
Yeah. No. That's the year I graduated high school. It's the year me and Richard graduated. So from now until when we graduated high school is always going to be the difference from the moon landing to Micah's birth.
Well, no, that will always remain 12 years apart, and next year it will be 13 years
just
since
now.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my life.
Good year.
All right. But
I can't wait to pull out the television invention to your birthday one.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't watch this X-Men footage. Does it look any less ridiculous than that picture I saw of Apocalypse with Psylocke?
Oh, that looks great.
And I was like, I'm glad that the first X-Men character to ever get their comic costume
is Psylocke.
Fucking Psylocke.
It's incredible, actually.
It's pretty much exactly the same.
She looks so incredibly awkward in that picture. Like, I've never seen him be more like... stiff as hell.
Apparently...
I'm sorry, Locke.
They mentioned that, and apparently during that whole thing, they had to pose them in such a way that what was going to be the copy on the magazine cover would be able to fit... So they had them pose awkwardly, and then they changed the front copy of the magazine.
Well, it wasn't just a still from the movie.
It's going to be an Entertainment Weekly, though.
No, the Entertainment Weekly cover is what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm talking about the still from the movie
I'm
they
sorry,
showed.
Yeah.
Apocalypse looks hilarious. I thought the trailer was actually pretty decent.
Everybody's saying Apocalypse looks like the main villain. Avenues, yeah.
Yeah. It's like
well, that's just because the weird light in that picture makes him look purple, but if you look on the cover, he's blue.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
At the same time, like, I don't know, like, Apocalypse has, like, a somewhat weirdly distinct look in that he has, like, lip lines that run around his head.
Yes.
Yeah.
in weird, crazy late 80s, early 90s, like, body armor. And I don't know. Like, good luck, guys.
Yep. I do think the trailer was put together pretty well. It super heavily features Mystique, so you know where this movie's going.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's how Days of Future Past was.
Yeah.
Well, this is her last movie, so they're trying to ring
oh,
it.
Oh, she'll do it again.
Super featurely heavered who?
Mystique.
Oh, yeah.
Cause you know,
hey, she's a cash cow.
Yeah. Good job. Good job casting her originally, guys. You fucked up.
Well, they lucked into that as far as like money goes, but...
No, they have to pay her more every time.
Really?
Yeah. Because they give her a starring role. If you keep the same role in the movies, then you get grandfathered in, but...
Huh.
If they ask you to do more, they have to pay more.
I don't know. I know the Rogue cut of Days of Future Past came out this week, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Does it make it actually a movie I would like more?
Did anyone watch it? I want
to
see it.
I would like to watch it.
Because I want
to
know if it's a good movie, yeah. Finally.
But
if they
not,
cut out that fucking Kennedy line, and if they just...
Took out the ending
justify
sequence.
Justify some point as to why Magneto lifts the stadium, other than like, well, we need something impressive for him to do that will also remove him from the plot at this point. So let's have him move the stadium.
We had him move a bridge, so he can move a stadium.
Yeah, like, you had him fucking move a goddamn battleship. Like,
he stopped all those missiles.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Anyway, there's Deadpool footage, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the Deadpool footage. I'm sure it looks like a Deadpool.
It's exactly that.
I'm sure he says chimichangas and shoots somebody.
I don't know if he says chimichangas, but he does. I mean, shoots people, sure.
He hasn't said chimichangas yet, but they did have him dressed up in a poncho and a sombrero with a sign going to San Diego for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly.
That's a thing.
It's whatever.
We should probably, before this movie comes out, like, make a checklist. What we think
I'll watch Deadpool. I'm fine with it. I mean, you know, but...
Well, you know, back in the day when there wasn't a comic book movie every 3 weeks, like, I felt required to watch all of them because they were so rare. At this point...
I could skip them.
Yeah, there's some I could skip.
I'm pretty sure
I skipped something already.
We did.
We skipped that fucking Bruce Willis thing. It's based on that French comic, right?
Oh, right. The Surrogates.
The Surrogates was fine. I've got the... Yeah.
And Two Guns and...
I missed Snowpiercer. Two Guns. I watched Snowpiercer.
Well, it's technically Snowpiercer so far, yes.
Yeah, I watched Snowpiercer. I've not seen Man of Steel. I've not seen The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, my God, Michael.
I like The Dark Knight Rises.
Godfather?
I don't know if I like it because it's like this incredible movie. No. I think I like it because it frustrates people so much that like it sort of revealed the, you know, there is no man behind the curtain or whatever. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, he's the Wizard of Oz, yeah.
You know?
But
I think Interstellar does a much better job of doing that, and people like that movie.
Some people. Some people either don't talk about it at all, or they like it.
Who are the people that don't talk about it?
You tell me.
Fair enough.
I don't hear anybody talking about it anymore.
That's what I'm talking about.
Fair enough. Actually, yeah, no, that's probably like Birdman 1.0, where it's just going to be this movie that me and Jace are still ranting about like 5 years later.
Everyone else
has forgotten.
Yeah, because they moved on to the what was the Revenant?
Revenant? Oh, God, that looks horrible.
Oh, yeah,
did you
yeah.
see
sorry.
How fake that horse looked?
Chris.
I didn't actually
watch
the
end of the trailer,
trailer
when he's riding and running away from it. That horse was the fakest. Freaking horse I've ever seen. It was almost as bad as the fake baby in American Sniper.
Well, they
what about the fake horse in Hobbit 2?
I did read that they got that horse out from a Big Lots, like the front of a Big Lots.
Don't you little... fucking hate on Big Lots, motherfucker?
Yeah, they get good stuff in there sometimes. But
I'm just talking about the front, one of those little coin-operated horses.
Myers. The magic place.
I didn't actually watch the trailer for that. It just kind of popped open while I was on Facebook.
Well, Michael was playing it.
Yeah.
Is the trailer a one-shot thing? Like, is it just a single take?
No, God, no.
So there's cuts?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of cuts.
Oh, yeah, there's cuts, but there's a lot of very, like, sweeping action, a la, like, the gravity scene. And
yeah,
it looks
super
I think
close
that
up
was,
and fake.
I think that was the cameraman falling asleep.
Maybe, Michael.
I don't know. Alfonso Cuarón and Iñárritu can only make one movie at a time each because they have to shoot it through the other one's asshole. you know, because they can't shoot it up their own asshole, so they need, you know, the next best thing.
Well, they have to watch Guillermo's movie first.
So they watched what's the new one?
Crimson Peak.
Crimson Peak, and then
I'm not super hyped for Crimson Peak.
I saw the trailer for it. It looks like a fucking freak show. I'm excited.
It looks fine. I don't know. I'm not hyped for it. Maybe when it comes out, when it comes closer,
it looks too similar to the others or something.
Or is it because you don't care about that genre of?
The movie kind of looks like everything you'd imagine Guillermo del Toro would do if he got his way
in a haunted house movie.
Yeah, and I don't know. It doesn't look like there's a lot of chances being taken. I don't know. Maybe it'll be great. I don't know. I'm just saying I'm not hyped for it. I didn't see it and think I'm hyped.
Did say at Comic-Con Pacific Rim 2 shooting in November.
Yep. I kind of felt the same way when I saw the Sleepy Hollow trailer. But I ended up liking Sleepy Hollow.
So. I do, too. I think Sleepy Hollow has actually improved with age somewhat.
Yeah, me too.
Especially in light of, like, you know, Tim Burton's recent output where he's just not even trying whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, he tried with Big Eyes and nobody watched it.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it. Because you went without me, so.
What? I went on Christmas Day with my mom.
Yeah, add that to the Hurt Locker list.
You never saw the Frankenweenie movie either.
I saw it.
Oh, you did? Yeah, what'd you think of that?
It's much better as a short.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, overall, it's
there.
So average.
It's a thing.
Which movie are you talking about again?
Frankenweenie.
The animated movie.
It's so average.
Like, it definitely
and honestly,
exists.
Like, I think that the actual animation part of it isn't all that great. I think it takes a lot of shortcuts. And it's like the highest budgeted stop motion movie ever. It took a lot of shortcuts, so I don't know what the fuck happened. And over at the end, there just wasn't much to it. I don't know. There's just, it's just water.
It's just water.
Anyway, yeah, STCC. So
yeah,
plenty of He-Man stuff. The new Filmation line looks fun.
He-Man 2.0 subscription now with actual money spent on the figures. I make that joke, but whatever. I'm buying them, probably.
Yeah, I'm buying them. I'm getting them. Yes. Because I know if we miss out, fucking regret not getting them. Because then they'll have one figure that's great, and we're like, fuck, we don't. Like, they'll have a Merman out, and you're like, holy shit. Well, this Merman's great.
I hope that Skeletor is available forever, because I would just buy that over and over for people to give as a gift.
Yeah, it's a great fucking Skeletor. Did you see the Trap Jaw?
Oh, you're talking about that new...
The Filmation one.
Okay, yeah. Because I saw that they're doing that collector's...
Dude, this Trap Jaw...
What's that? What's that sub called? That's the extra stuff that's in.
There's Collector's Choice, which is more like that. And there's the Filmation sub, which I think is just called.
I've still
All
not
Stars
seen.
He comes with the flash water.
I've still not
oh,
seen.
Oh, sweet! Does he come with his energy bow?
He comes with the energy bow. Yeah, and
oh, man,
and
the
little gun
made
thing.
Those for 30 third parties going to be pissed.
Well, this was red at least, so.
I've still not seen Spine what those figures look like yet.
It'll be fun when they repaint that black and put it in a weapons pack for us.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that Trapjaw's arm is differently colored on the toy.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I think the Filmation stuff all looks great. I'm pretty excited about them. When I saw them initially, I was like, Jesus Christ, I have to buy more shit.
Yeah.
But, hey, whatever.
Like, I looked at it and was like, I'll get the He-Man and the Skeletor, and then I'm like, well...
No, that Trapjaw's great, man. And they're doing Evil Seed as a giant...
I know. Can't
weird
we just
pumpkin
put
guy.
Evil Seed in the fucking Collector's Choice and put Despera in whatever? Because, like, it's going to be hard for me to sell that thing instead of just setting it on fire.
Right.
Fucking stupid garbage. Like, I really would almost rather have any other figure but that. Really hate that fucking concept.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
It's Adora wearing like a Hordak mask when he like brainwashes her or something in these comics from DC
just
get progressively fucking weirder. They're talking about war crimes and the solicit for like the new issue. It's like,
well,
snake
hold on.
Men burning Horde soldier
so
bodies.
It's the,
Horde
now
soldiers
wait.
Burning snake men
it's
bodies. Where's the line?
Richard, Adora was already brainwashed by Hordak. initially.
Yeah, I know, but now she has like a
after he died
bondage.
I believe
outfit.
After he died is they Horde Prime put some spell on her or something, right?
Yeah, it's like Horde X.
So it's like
something.
The Injustice Masters of the Universe.
Actually, yes.
Yeah, it's just dark shit.
Oh, which was my main comment about Batman versus Superman is that it looks like Injustice.
Oh, no,
it looks
no,
like a
no.
fucking video
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I flat out said that no, and it, the, Warner Brothers has decided they're just going to adapt the Injustice universe. That's
I'm just talking about the quality of the special
well, yeah.
effects.
It looks like garbage.
Yeah, it really does. I'm like, man, this is really what they're stepping forward with.
Grant Morrison came out and lambasted them about the Wonder Woman.
Oh, apparently the invisible jet in this new Wonder Woman comic looks like a dick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I thought he was doing Wonder Woman, that new Wonder Woman comic book.
He might be, but he's lambasting the movie version of Wonder Woman.
He loves Wonder Woman. He's just saying that.
He's saying that this is not.
It's like he's saying she's a creator. She's an artist. She's a philanthropist.
A healer.
This one just looks like a warrior. They do the same thing over and over and just make her some Greek warrior. He's right. They do.
He's totally right.
Because the Amazonians had that fucking purple
time.
Ray.
I'm
right?
glad that this
that was
Wonder
it, right?
Woman comic is yeah. finally happening, though, because he's been talking about it for years. It was originally going to be an All-Star comic, wasn't it?
Yes.
It's Earth 1.
No, it was not. The one you're thinking of was Adam Hughes. And
I forgot about that.
But yeah, he announced he was doing Earth 1 when they announced the Batman and Superman ones.
Oh, well, I'll read an Earth 1 comic finally.
Yeah, I'm not reading Teen Titans.
Fair enough.
I read the Batman one. It's okay.
The one where
Jeff Johns
kills the Penguin or something?
I only read the first one, so I didn't read the second one.
Oh, I thought either Batman or Alfred killed somebody important.
Oh, I don't remember now. It's been a long time.
Did he tie the Joker to a gargoyle statue? Like the first Batman movie?
I don't know.
Yeah, he ties the gargoyle statue to the what? Joker, and then he's hanging off the fucking
helicopter. Yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, Hasbro didn't really show a lot of Star Wars stuff other than the First Order TIE Fighter with the TIE Fighter pilot, which I was somewhat interested in as a normal TIE Fighter until I found out it's going to cost $190. So no thank you.
Apparently, I think a lot of the merch releases in September, which is around D23,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. So,
yeah, we're going to get a daily.
D23 is August.
It's coming up. That part, did the Episode 1 toys come out in March? I thought they
yes.
came out like
no,
two they, weeks before the movie.
The Episode 1 toys came out
no,
way early.
They were
because,
like February.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So there's a lot of...
Boy, I really hung in there for a long time. I didn't get any of those until my parents gave me Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon for my 8th grade graduation present.
The Episode 1 figures were released the weekend that a bunch of my friends went to New York for... some band or orchestra concert, and they went to the Toys R Us and picked me up a Darth Maul.
Aww.
It was nice.
Well, yeah, it was the one to have.
Apparently,
I still have it.
One of the rumors for that Obi-Wan movie is that it's going to have Darth Maul in it, hunting Obi.
You mean like that Star Wars Visionaries comic that's no longer canon, I guess?
Well, Visionaries never was, though.
That was all in
the weird Darth Plagueis dream nightmare thing, apparently, were.
I thought the whole Obi-Wan and Darth Maul thing was all in Clone Wars.
Right, they're continuing that.
Yeah, there's
I'd be
this,
fine with that.
I think it's in Star Wars Visionaries. It's him living on Tatooine, and Maul assaults him with robot legs outside of his house. There's actually a figure based on it.
Yeah.
Of that Maul design.
But
which, I mean, that's basically what they put in Clone Wars anyway.
For the Black Series, Hasbro just showed Jango and, Luke.
Yeah, Luke.
Tatooine Karate Luke.
I'm excited for the Luke.
I'm hyped. It looks great. That figure looks awesome. Jango looks incredible.
Jango does look
great. And they're doing the Rebels people.
And apparently there's, they had said...
Just because he's a Jedi.
They had said something about them doing a droid pack that's going to have, like, a bunch of the random droids along with BB-8.
Yeah, like the mouse droid, Gonk, and whatever.
Right. And like R5-D4 or something like, you know, a couple of the Astromechs and stuff like that, so...
Did you guys see the newest episode of Rebels yet?
You mean the movie thing? I have not.
Yeah, the one that's the Siege of Lothal.
Yeah, I thought that meant that the second season had started, but no, apparently it's like that first movie thing where it was just like, here's like a, you know, a three episodes put together as a movie kind of thing, and then the season comes in September.
It's technically the beginning of season two, but it's...
David told me that Darth Vader's in it.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty much the whole thing.
Oh, okay, because he's like, why isn't anyone talking about this?
Because James Earl Jones does the voice.
Like, Vader shows up on the season premiere. You'd think that would make a splash
because
somewhere.
Because nobody has Disney XD.
They aired on Disney Channel.
Oh, they did?
It sometimes fucks up my recordings.
Of what?
Everything.
Like what?
Well, Gravity Falls and Rebels, and that's pretty much actually all I watch on the Disney Channel.
Jesse.
/ XD.
Huh?
No, I'll randomly record Jesse if it's one that I turn on and I find it amusing.
It's got a whole bank of it. Whatever.
Whatever.
Shut up, Richard.
I have a whole
try to be cool on the fucking air, motherfucker.
It continues to get better and better, I think.
Well, I hope so, because that's when Clone Wars really got good, was during the second season when they solidified the writer's room.
Yeah, man.
But, I don't know. I do think it's total bullshit that the Mandalorian girl from Rebels, Sabine, or whatever her name is, was apparently second place.
They were like, yo, we're just going to make it. Yeah.
Like,
Gamorrean Guard came in last place.
Well, I could believe that.
Oh, fuck that! Poor it's Gamorrean.
Gamorrean Guard.
My name is Gamorrean.
She's second place in what?
They had a fan poll to determine what figure was going to get made in black, and Darth Revan won. The choices were Lando, Obi-Wan, Gamorrean Guard, Sabine, Darth Revan.
I mean,
and
I want
maybe
a Darth
one
Revan.
Or two others.
I'll get that Darth Revan.
Oh, Darth Revan should have been the one who won because he's not one.
He's not one they would normally make.
Anyway.
Yeah,
like as David said, fuck this line if they don't ever make an Obi-Wan. What's even the goddamn point?
Yeah, oh, Jesus yeah. Christ.
But Darth,
like,
well,
why were him and Lando even in there?
Here's
yeah,
the thing, though.
He should have already been.
The fact that they're willing to do Darth Revan, because, again, this... I know it's a weird little thing, but,
like,
you know...
Qui-Gon in there,
everything that they're doing officially is canon now. So, if they're going to... my guess is that we're either going to end up getting in one of these spinoff movies, an Old Republic movie... where they canonize what happened in the Old Republic, or they're going to flashback or something to Darth Revan, like with the Kylo Ren stuff.
Well, what I'm mainly concerned about with this Black series is, like, the wave I just got is the last one they've announced.
Well, dude, that's how it was for a while.
I know.
Like, Hasbro's been so bipolar about
it's pathetic.
Star Wars stuff. Like, I mean, I never thought this newest wave with the Clone Commanders ever was going to come out, because it's like
they
showed
it
at Toy
Fair
in 2013.
They kept delaying it. Yeah.
You know? And even in the Leia that's in it got bumped to another wave.
But hey, I've got IG-88.
Oh, you got him?
Yeah, he looks awesome.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Right, because he came in your box. Yeah, he's really nice, isn't he?
He looks awesome.
He's great.
He might be the best one they've done.
Yeah, he's one of the best ones they've done.
Like,
I thought you were making a joke saying, but hey, I got IG-88.
No, I love IG-88.
No, dude.
Yeah, the Bounty Hunter figures have been the best ones.
The IG-88 figure is phenomenal.
Yeah, all the Bounty
Boss figure's really cool. Of course,
Boss
is
incredible.
Awesome. I don't know. I keep wondering if they're ever going to make a C-3PO. Because that seems like a weirdly glaring omission so far.
They're probably going to have like five different C-3POs. Because they'll probably have one that's going to come apart.
They're probably trying to figure out a way to vac metalize the plastic in a way that would make it cheap.
Well, that's probably,
practical, I guess. Okay. And they showed a bunch of really cool Marvel figures and...
Sometimes.
One or two that, like, I just wonder why they bothered.
I saw, like, Lady Beetle and...
I'm hyped for that. Like, don't get me wrong. We get the new Beetle and we get Speed Demon.
Speed Demon, Jack-O-Lantern. Jack-O-Lantern looked awesome.
I don't know that Jack-O-Lantern. I'm assuming it's from the new Venom comic.
I think so, but, yeah. It's got
a weird head.
It looked really cool. Lady Beetle looked amazing.
Yeah, no. Well, it's because he's based off the Wasp figure, and I have that Wasp figure, and it's really nice. For something that's pretty simple, it's actually like a really nice figure.
Yeah. But, so it looks like they're making the...
Weird, ugly fucking Taskmaster that's apparently from the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon.
So I guess you'll end up getting all of the superior foes of Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I'll get those. I don't know why Absorbing Man's the Build-A-Figure.
I missed that
Tombstone.
Comic.
But that was it's a great-looking Build-A-Figure, though.
It is.
I mean, he looks awesome. But...
I miss it too, Chris. But it lasted longer than it was originally going to, so there's that. We can always hold on to that. It's supposed to be 12 issues, I think.
Are they ever going to put out a hardback of it or a?
It won't get a hardback. It'll probably get an omnibus, like
Ultimate Collection.
Yeah.
It might get a hardback eventually. At the same time, I don't know if I would trust Marvel's paper quality at this point. It's been a while. I mean, I was serious when I was like, this Iron Man omnibus is garbage, and I'm never buying another one of these, and I haven't since. Roger Stern Spider-Man omnibus, you broke my heart.
I like the bigger paperbacks because they're at least better quality paper, and they're, you know, not the big, thick ones, but, you know, like the complete collection of Iron Fist, Volume 1 and 2.
I like the epic collections, the ones that are just like, here's a whole shit ton of issues that make a single story arc, and we're going to print them in order, and they're going to be divided, and they're going to include all of, like, the weird bonus things from stuff like Marvel Tales and Classic X-Men and all that. I'm like, yay, just do this forever. This is all I would have ever wanted when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's true.
As opposed to, you know, I mean, I had the Essentials or whatever to read, but they're in black and white and whatnot. But anyway... yeah, I don't know. They're making Red Skull Onslaught, which I thought we as, like, you know, a
society.
General cultural consciousness had decided never to speak of Axis ever again. You know, like, it's just, we don't talk about that. Ever.
Too bad.
Well, who knows? They could have been, oh, that's a cool design. Let's make that a figure. I'm sure that'll be popular.
It's literally just Onslaught with the Red Skull's head. And here's the thing. Just do a fucking Onslaught head and I'll buy it. And then I'll take the Red Skull's head and put it on a suit body. That way I can have like 90s Mark Gruenwald Red Skull in this Cap clone body.
Yeah.
From post Captain America 200 or 300. Like,
yeah.
Just let me do that.
I think I'd have to get a table, put it here for Snake Mountain.
Oh, yeah, Snake Mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, Snake Mountain. I'm very excited for Snake Mountain. I'm very terrified how much money it's going to cost me. I'm glad they're apparently kind of cooling it with the sub figures next year, and they're not like, oh, hey, we're going to have, like, you're signing up for a sub of 12 figures plus 4 oversized items. Plus an SDCC exclusive, plus Chase variant on the website, plus all this. And I'm like, oh, my God, guys, calm down.
So if you sign up for
the
sub,
started.
If you sign up for the sub and you get the SDCC exclusive, is it really that exclusive?
No, you got to buy it separately. It's an extra expense.
But you also get an opportunity to buy it because you're a subscriber.
Yeah, you get early access. Man,
okay.
Jason, what are you doing with your multibot over?
I didn't have anywhere to put him when you guys were coming over.
Oh, okay. I was going to say he's falling ass.
Yeah, I set him there before because I didn't have an easy ass spot to put him at the moment. So I was going to just deal with it later.
That's cool. Hell of a fucking toy.
I didn't want Michael to sit on him.
Yeah, that would probably really hurt.
He was in your chair.
Gotcha. Sitting in my chair? Yeah. Okay.
But
that's why my headphones are busted. He's been sitting here jamming.
Fucker.
But, all right. It's been a busy summer. Unfortunately, not a busy summer for great movies. So I think there's been about 3 at this point that I've really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah? So what did everyone watch? I've seen actually like a fair amount of what came out.
I got the chance when I was in Boston. I did watch Jurassic World on IMAX.
And what did you think about Jurassic World, Chris?
I mean, I enjoyed it. It was a fine summer popcorn movie.
And yet it thinks it's so much more.
I mean, maybe, but...
They really work hard to seed. We're smarter than this movie that we're making. And then they're not. They just make the same fucking movie. I had fun watching it.
I can't deny that.
I did like laughing at it. I mean, Mary didn't even really enjoy it that much.
I am very tempted, I must say, to
drive to Indianapolis to watch Mission Impossible with Jason on the IMAX.
Fuck
just
you!
To
watch him hang off the plane.
We could watch it at RPX.
No, we need to do IMAX. You need to be up in the top.
I'm not
going to
do it. I'm just not going to do it.
We're gonna ask them to get you a chair that's kind of suspended over nothing,
like a lifeguard chair.
Yeah, like a lifeguard chair. Yeah.
We'll only put you in that after you fall asleep, and then you wake up and you're dangling, watching the scene.
But I don't know. The last movie we talked about was Mad Max, so I think San Andreas came out the weekend after that.
I saw San Andreas.
I did too.
Holy crap, this movie.
It was something, huh?
Oh, man.
It was pretty fucking hilarious.
Just the sheer ridiculousness of this movie. I was just smiling from ear to ear.
I laughed so many times in the movie.
Like, I can't even describe.
But as Mary said, he laughed when no one else was laughing.
Well, yeah, I think I was by myself in the theater.
Yeah, I was the only one that got the joke, apparently.
All right, bro. Get ready to have an A in extracurricular activities or whatever, because we're going to hack into the media. Oh, man.
Yes. Let me get my rubber-hulled boat to blast through this plate glass window.
Going up the giant fucking wave.
Oh, my gosh. And no, going up there, the wave, and you're like, this is just nuts.
Yeah.
And then the tanker.
And then the fucking fins keep going. He's like, we're going right into the blades.
Yep. Yeah, and then as soon as you think they make it around that, then all the semi-truck container ship start falling off. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was great.
Then the Kraken shows up. I mean,
Michael, I would not have been surprised.
At that point, it was. No, seriously, you don't understand. That's exactly how it was.
It's like the best thing in the movie because it is utterly ridiculous.
I just kept dying
then
laughing.
Then they end it by, like, dropping a cargo container on Eoin Gruffudd like a total, like, moment.
One of my favorite, one of my favorite parts is where.
Like, you've got to be shitting me. Splat.
Where he's trying to get out of the way of the fucking wave coming in, the flood. And he pulls that guy out of the way. This is my spot. No. Oh, pretty great. There was all that kind of shit. And there was like a, you know, he left me spot with your lady, Alexandra Daddario.
Yeah. Oh, man. She was super hot in the whole movie.
Yeah, she was.
What a movie. I like how The Rock in them and the Carla Gugino are like arguing over their love life on a fucking plane that they just bartered from an old man who they gave a stolen truck to.
Hey, man, the world's in.
Yeah, man, but they're just California, like, I don't know why you didn't love me. It's like, I was trying to protect the daughter. I was like, you let her die. I was like, I was sad that I let her die.
My other daughter died.
I don't know, but it was enjoyable. Like, I had a good time. What else came out that weekend?
That was it.
Oh, I still haven't seen Inside Out yet.
That was the only thing that came out that week.
Yeah, Chris.
I've not seen Inside Out yet. We were going to go,
and then we did.
Well, I've seen Inside Out three times.
We had a death that threw a monkey wrench in that, so.
I've seen Mad Max three times, and I've seen Inside Out three times.
Carrie went and watched Mad Max four times in theaters.
I saw all these movies once.
Michael.
I probably would have watched it again if anyone still had it.
I saw it twice, she went and watched
the Murder
it
Dollar
times.
Theater.
I saw it once.
Missing out, Jay.
Whenever we went to Harlan, and this was not, as far as I know, it wasn't playing. She says it wasn't playing. She said it was just her iPhone on shuffle. But as soon as we got on the interstate to go to Harlan, the driving theme for Mad Max Fury Road comes on her iPhone over the Bluetooth speakers.
Sometimes driving down I-75 feels like that.
Yeah, so.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start driving on the interstate after Bristol weekend, whew, it's terrible. When I was two weeks ago, this is Chris on
the highway. Go ahead. Taste hard, Chris.
I was at Maryville College outside of Knoxville, and I was there for the whole week doing training for being an AP teacher. And, of course, in the evenings, you don't have anything to do, and Knoxville's really close. So I went to that art house theater I told you guys about that Knoxville has. It's really nice.
How was the drive there?
To Knoxville?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
To the theater?
Was it...
No, not so much.
Heading it? Were you the head in the twilight?
It was more. I Can't Drive 55 by Sammy Hagar. That's what it was more like. Got to have that one, you, man. You should have like a little playlist made up. Anyway, I went to see Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl.
Oh, how was that?
Go ahead, Chris.
It was actually really good. I really enjoyed it.
Was this appropriate? Was this song appropriate for it?
No, not at all. Not at all. But the movie was really good.
Oh, shut up. Look at this.
Wow.
They have the lyric screen for this song, and it's fucking Mater from Cars. Goofy.
I don't know.
What else did you guys see?
I saw Spy.
How was Spy?
Actually, it's good.
I was about to say, I heard it was better than most people thought.
Yeah, it was actually very funny. There was not as much, fatty fall down as I thought there would be.
Well, Pixel's out next week, right?
Well, that's true.
We've already seen fatty fall down in the trailer.
I just really want to go back to this because he's the president of the United States.
No. This is the movie we've been dreaming of.
Did he come up with that idea?
Yes, yeah, we did.
But apparently he was also a video game, an arcade game champion in the 1980s, and that's why he gets called in.
He calls in Adam Sandler because they both were.
Oh, yeah, and then that's where Peter Dinklage and Josh Gad come from.
Peter Dinklage is obviously supposed to be that guy from The King of Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Gary Bobby Ferguson?
Yeah, Gary Bobby Ferguson.
That's the regular show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the giant head.
Gary Bobby Ferguson Jr.
Yeah.
But,
can't beat Gary Bobby Ferguson.
Kinzel, did you watch Ant-Man?
Yes, I did. I went on Friday night.
Well, there's other movies before Ant-Man.
I was just asking him. Making sure.
What about Inside Out?
I said I haven't seen Inside Out.
I'm talking to Richard.
Inside Out's really good. It's actually improved each time I've watched it. And the movie checks, I don't know. It's really well animated.
Yeah. Oh, the animation of
eyes drawn to the colors and stuff.
Yeah, the animation of that movie is the best Pixar's ever done, easily.
Yeah, it really kind of
is. It's fantastic. It looks great, and I like Pixar's animation style, but I think they're better at character design than they are. They're better at design than they are animation. Obviously, Disney's where the animation's at, but this is easily Disney level animation. It's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. I love that.
Really? But it's still at the theaters. I'm going to try and.
Oh, man, you got to go watch it.
Yeah, don't miss it, Chris.
Yeah, there's some great stuff in it.
Don't be like most of America and miss Monsters University.
I believe that.
Well, I mean, Inside Out still did really good money, especially going up against Jurassic World there for a long time.
Yeah,
I think this
is... Yeah, no, that was the worst day I've worked in since that July 4th where it just rained the 3 days around July 4th, and we had so many customers that the Coke machines just ran out of CO2 and all broke.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was awful. I don't even remember most of that day. I don't remember who I worked with.
We had the CO2 breakdown a few times at Regal. It was always the worst.
Yep, it's the absolute fucking worst.
Then we had to go buy. We bought bottled Cokes. Yeah.
It is. It's at $306 million. So,
it's apparently one of the most profitable Pixar movies. Hasn't made $1 billion like Jurassic World.
It's at $611 million domestic.
Hold a gun to my head and want to blow my fucking brains out because people are still coming to it.
What about, did you guys see Terminator?
I did, and...
I saw it, too.
Man, I'm really glad I was in there with friends, because if I hadn't been in there, I probably, I was just shaking.
I was shaking
in that movie. In the first, 20 minutes, I swear to God, I thought I was going to vibrate through my fucking chair and fall through the floor.
So what you're saying is it was very faithful to the... to the series and to the mythos of Terminator.
I'm not going to say it was unfaithful.
It's so bland. It's just a bland blob of a movie.
I have never seen another Terminator movie besides the Cameron ones. This is the first one.
Oh, the other two are spectacular failures. This one is just so average that it's so frustrating. And that's why I dislike it so much. It's just so nothing. It's just a nothing movie. And it's very frustrating that they fucking took and they had to use scenes from past Terminator films and motifs and turn it into mushy, boring shit.
Yep.
Hated all that.
For some reason, Sarah Connor's wearing Arnold's outfit from Terminator 2, I think.
Yeah.
When she first shows up in the 80s. I don't know. It's not a terrible movie, but
It's not, and I liked it better than, in a lot of ways, I liked a lot of it better than Terminator 3 and Terminator Genesis.
See, but,
or excuse me, Salvation.
See, but the thing about that, Chris, is it is a better movie than those two, but that's why I dislike it. Because the other two movies are just suck, right? They're not good. So you can just be like, well, they don't really matter. they don't really shit on it. They're just stupid movies trying to cash in.
They're stories of a dead universe.
Yeah,
that no longer
exists. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
This one is like whatever. It's just a bland, everyone's bland, everyone looks whatever.
I mean, Arnold's good in it, but of course Arnold's good in it.
Dude, it's Arnold. What the fuck?
You know,
it's the part he was born to play.
That's true, as James Cameron said. Jason Clarke's fine. I like Jason Clarke.
I like him, too, and he's okay in this.
Was he John Connor?
Yeah.
No. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes. Who's the guy that plays Kyle Reese?
Jai Courtney. He is
Captain,
Mr. Nothing.
Captain
yeah, he
Waters.
Sucks.
Yeah, he sucks. He's just like he's like every guy. He just... Like, there's nothing about said on your feet, soldier. That meant something.
Yeah, like, there's a really healthy direct-to-video market waiting for Jai Courtney.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like, that's what this movie pretty much is.
Well, wasn't he Jax in the new Mortal Kombat stuff?
Sure.
I don't know.
I know. I think if
Jai
I'm not
Courtney? No. You're thinking of
Michael Jai Courtney.
Michael Jai White or
Michael
whatever.
Jai White, okay.
The guy that played Spawn?
Yeah. Like,
here's the only things that Jai Courtney's been in that you would know. He was in Spartacus, he was in Jack Reacher, he was in A Good Day to Die Hard, Divergent, Insurgent, Terminator Genesis, and Suicide Squad.
Yep, so there you go.
Co-star of Jack Reacher round.
I mean, I've heard he's not bad in Jack Reacher, but apparently he just plays a goon.
Yeah, Jack Reacher's a better movie than it deserves credit for.
I still need to see it.
Why can't it be a good movie and deserve the credit?
I don't know. I actually liked it, so.
I think he means that it gets credit.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't know. Like, it's Genesis exists, whatever. Like, Skynet has a body because why not? I don't know.
And you just picked the most weird-looking human being to be.
With Matt Smith's extremely awkward American accent, which is...
Oh, it's terrible.
Equally as awkward as Amelia David Clark's Tennant's. American accent gets sometimes.
David Tennant's accent is pretty bad, too.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Boy. And they do have, like, a major thing. It's like, well, who sent Nice Arnold back? And he's like, that data
it's
has been deleted or something.
Blah, 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 blah.
And they never say, so it's obviously like a setup for one of the sequels that
no more
probably not
Terminator
happen.
Exodus.
I can't imagine they're going to make another one after this.
Then
I
mean, Terminator.
Yeah, it didn't do well.
Then Terminator Leviticus.
It's at $80 million
but
total.
All with the YS.
Right, exactly.
Like
Exodus is like EXODYS.
There's some
now, granted,
stuff
thankfully,
really
it still has made
Exodos.
More money than Dead 2.
There you go.
Huh?
Exodus,
yeah, there you go.
You fucking nerds.
Did you hear me?
What's that?
I said it's at $80 million.
Oh, God.
Wow.
But it still has thankfully made more money than Ted 2.
For which I will never stop being glad, ever. I don't know what happened. I could not be happier that people have decided that they're not willing to pay money in a theater to watch Seth MacFarlane do the same shtick they've been getting to see for free on television for 15 years. Man. Family Guy has been around 15 years.
16.
Yep. 16 years. Wow. Wow. Half my life and more. Holy goddamn.
Makes my head hurt.
Yep. I mean, South Park, like, I know, because South Park, like, I was, like, a kid when South Park was on.
Yeah, I went to Esser High School then.
Yeah. Like, boy. Boy, that's something.
Did you guys see Trainwreck yet?
I have not.
Nope.
I haven't seen it yet either.
The people I know that have watched it liked it.
Really?
Yep.
Have you seen the trailer for that comedy Sisters?
The one with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey? Yeah. I have not.
Comes out at Christmas.
Yet another female-led comedy with John Cena.
Yeah.
Sisters,
cool,
yeah, yeah. It's Sisters, yeah.
Yeah. Is John Cena playing himself?
He's got a big tattoo.
No, he looks like, I think he's playing like a, probably somebody they went to high school with or something like that.
Hmm.
Holy
shit. It actually looks really cool, though.
Sorry, I'm looking at our gross predictions. It's so wrong.
Well, the pictures of on Facebook that have like a lot of like inspirational quotes or sassy quotes that have like random characters that have nothing to do with that quote on there. Mm-hmm. And minions are a number one thing. There are, what did they say? There are 372 accounts associated with minions on Facebook that just spread those memes. And people are done with them. They're done with them. Like,
I haven't heard anything about this on Facebook.
I haven't either. I will say that the majority of the people coming to watch the movie tend to be very small children and adults and grandparents. There doesn't seem to be a lot of teenagers this time.
Teens are done with it.
Well, I'm okay with it because when I watched that first movie, I was like, they're cute.
And
it's like when I watched Bridesmaids, I was like, I like the fat chick. Okay. She wasn't my favorite part.
I thought Richard was getting targeted by a sniper at first because I saw a red dot go on his head, but it was your mouse falling. Okay. Because I was like, what the fuck was that?
I watched Minions. I'd say it's about as good, maybe a little bit better than Despicable Me 2.
Did you guys get Selfless up there or like...
Yeah, it's around here. Apparently it's really bad.
All right, well, I guess we have to talk about Ant-Man then.
Well, I think that's about it. I don't know. I mean,
so currently, Ant-Man weekend gross of $58 million.
Yay.
A little bit under the Thor and Captain America openings.
Well, that's estimated. They said that it could.
It's not going to make more than $7 million, maybe one or two.
Well, yeah. No,
that's how it goes. I think they're right on the money with 58.
Well, currently, among the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, boy.
The next one above it is The Incredible Hulk, and that's 134.
And then Cap, Thor, Dark World.
Then Cap, Captain America First Avenger, 176. Thor's 181. Thor the Dark World's 206. Winter Soldier's 259. Iron Man 2 at 312. Iron Man 1 at 318. Guardians at 333. Iron Man 3 at 409. Age of Ultron, 456. And Avengers at 623.
Ant-Man is the second lowest opening.
No, it is the lowest currently.
Opening.
Oh, opening.
Second lowest.
Correct.
After Hulk.
Which is actually pretty much expected. Because I mean, Hulk should have done way better. No one gave a fuck.
I don't know. I mean, before the movie came out, we had this banner behind the box office or whatever, and plenty of people come in and was like, the movie looks terrible, it's going to be really bad.
What, so, Ant-Man?
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, I think they had that they were right. Over. Oh, whatever.
This movie sucked, Chris.
I'm glad you think that.
No one else agrees.
Kenzel, we're walking over a bridge right now, and Jason just jumped out from below.
Yeah, I know, like when he climbs up, when he comes out of the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we all really like the movie.
Here's my thing about it. So it was not the best Marvel movie, but I haven't had as much. It's the most fun I've had watching a Marvel movie.
I think it's better than most, and I thought that like they did stuff that not only Marvel movies hadn't done before, but a lot of other movies hadn't done. But like the macro photography was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like whenever he was in that bathtub the first time, that was insanely cool looking for a bathtub.
Yeah.
I thought that Michael Pena stole the show.
Funny.
they do one of my favorite gags, which is to have someone telling a story that they show the people in the story and then he speaks with their voices.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's still like my favorite thing in secondhand lines.
I always like those gags.
Who
too.
Is this courageous man or whatever this gorgeous woman says with Michael Caine's voice?
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
I like I mean, there was the one where they try and pull up to the house at the very end to help, and all the cops are there, they're like, back it up,
slowly, back it up. T.I. was great. Good on T.I.
I mean, you know, he was T.I.
I thought he was hilarious.
He was a good actor.
About this guy.
Other than that,
he was in a movie called...
he's a musician.
I don't know. He was in some movie where they were a bunch of thieves. I know that.
He was very funny in this.
I can't remember what his name
was. He went to
that one with Hayden Christensen?
Takers. Yeah.
He went to jail for a year on weapons charges.
I really?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
He came. They allowed him back out to do an interview on Howard Stern.
For one day?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's just put jail in quotation marks.
You're right. It's like Wolf of Wall Street jail.
So, I really enjoyed this movie. I had a really good
Michael
time.
Michael Douglas was great.
Michael Douglas was fantastic. The chemistry between Michael Douglas and Paul Rudd was perfect. I thought, they played really well off of each other. And I thought Paul Rudd was an excellent Scott Lang. The little girl that played Cassie was adorable. And I love the added effect that she was missing her two front teeth.
The Russian computer guy was in Dark Knight. He was the
guy that had the Rachel Dawes.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh.
What?
He was the Joker's henchman that was.
He was the one that had the Rachel Dawes name tag on.
Yeah.
That Two-Face or that Harvey Dent was going to kill.
Huh.
When he first flips the coin and Batman stops him and says, he's just a psychopath.
I don't know.
And can I just say that, we saw the whole Thomas the Tank thing or Thomas the Train thing in the trailer, but the payoff for what happens with the Thomas the Train.
It's Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the payoffs for a lot of the stuff in the trailers. I like how in the trailers, I want you to break into some place and steal some stuff, but in the movie, I want you to break into some place and steal some shit.
I also like that Cassie has a pant ant dog. That's phenomenal.
It's a fucked up looking dog.
That's the messed up teddy bear.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he says that's a messed up.
Yeah,
looking
it's a
dog.
Messed up looking dog. Yeah. I enjoyed the opening where you got to see Peggy and Howard, and then
they made Michael Douglas look good. Holy crap!
Yeah, they actually did a pretty good job with that. That doesn't always work out super well. For a second there, when they said Young Pym in the credits, I was like, "Oh, so it was a different actor." But apparently, they meant the part where they show the flashback where they're dismantling the missile.
Right. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Because they gave a name for the woman who played the Wasp, but it was just a stunt actress. So
yeah, because all the pictures, her face was obscured.
Yep, I thought that was the best way that they could deal with that for a first movie. So it wouldn't get bogged down with the inevitable conversation that everybody would have. Well, did Hank Pym beat Wasp? Her.
Well, people would have to know who Hank Pym is at this point.
Well, no, I know.
Trust me, a lot of the people who were freaking out and loud in the movie last night probably don't. But,
fight choreography was awesome.
There was a lot I really liked about this movie. I mean, there was stuff that, just looking back on it just makes me laugh, like Baskin-Robbins always finds out.
Yeah. That was great.
Oh, yeah. Baskin-Robbins always find out.
It wasn't a bad crime. It didn't hurt people. No, it was a cool crime.
In fact, on your way out, if you want to take one of those.
Those mango
to the
shakes.
Apartment, yeah. T.I. even says, oh, Baskin-Robbins finds out.
I also like that apparently the movie was sponsored by Lifesavers when they're in the briefcase.
But there's others. Yeah. There was a Lego brick when in the vacuum.
Yeah, there was a Lego brick, yeah.
And the Siri joke.
Oh, the Siri joke was fantastic. That was great.
Oh, they played The Cure.
Disintegration by The Cure.
Pretty good. I liked pretty much everything about the movie. It's one of my favorite of the Marvel things so far.
I think it really... the thing is, everyone who I've heard come out of it that's really enjoyed it said, well, lower your expectations and you'll have a great time. I didn't go in there with super low expectations.
No, I thought it was great.
No, there, I didn't either.
I just thought it was a really good movie.
You know.
And it succeeded.
And I saw a lot of backlash, like, Marvel needs better villains than the Yellow Jacket. And I'm like,
are you kidding?
No, they kind of, like, those people just didn't watch the movie then.
Yeah, he was great. He's
really good.
Yeah, he's like the best villain they've had.
Like,
yeah, I like how there's just the little, you know, they're constantly saying, you know, it's the PIM particle, or it's the, you know, it's you not wearing a helmet, it's your exposure to this, it's all that kind of stuff about what's twisting his mind and things like that. I thought it worked really good. I thought Evangeline Lilly was really good. The whole cast was great.
Perfectly cast movie.
Yeah.
All was great. Chemistry was there for everyone.
The ants looked awesome.
Yeah, the ants were great.
They didn't look like cheesy special effects. They looked like ants. I mean, they really did.
And he didn't have a terrible ex-wife.
Yeah, that's true.
She was rooting for him.
And you also didn't have the redemptive ex-wife, you know, that whole thing where, oh, well, maybe we'll get back together. So it stalled the romantic build-up with him and Hope. And
we end up liking
the stepdad.
Jip Rossetti.
Jip Rossetti, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't wear a hat, though, the whole time.
Yeah, you end up liking him, I mean, because he recognized, you know.
Yeah,
I thought he was great in the movie too.
Oh, he was. He was really good. He was a very believable stepfather. He was a very believable cop. Like he didn't feel like a movie cop. He felt like a cop that they had cast for the movie. But to me, at least, I don't know.
Well, he's a really good actor.
Yeah. Spaghetti and meatballs. Tell me about that.
Tell me about that. He's got a pretty funny line in Spy where he's just like, well, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, because he's talking about blowing up New York. So he's like, you know, if you haven't seen Phantom yet, like.
I really liked that sequence at the very end of the movie when they're all sitting around the dinner table, you know.
Yeah.
Scott and the mom and the stepdad and her.
Yeah.
It's like they could all get along. They were all, you know, cool with each other. It was healthy.
If you can't pay child support, then I don't want you around my kids.
Right.
It's like, I want you to do better, Scott. I know that you can.
Yeah, it subverted so many movie tropes that could have very easily fell in prey to. And I do think that
I liked him waving to her at the end.
Yes,
in the shadow. I thought that was very sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was a great kid. And
oh, she was a great kid. She was a very... she was a good actress, a good kid actress. She really was. She, you know, like whenever she was asleep and you could tell she was worried in her sleep. She wasn't sleeping very good. I mean, that was good acting and directing by, you know,
all parties involved.
All parties involved, because it was such a fun movie. And then of course, Carrie flipped out about the second teaser with Bucky and.
Well, Mary was like, who the fuck is that guy?
Of course.
Because she's not seen Winter Soldier.
Right. Oh! The Falcon Ant-Man fight. Come on.
That was great fun.
That was fantastic.
I like it too, like, when they're flying over and he's just like, hey guys, didn't you say that this was some kind of Stark Industries thing?
No, it was supposed to be an abandoned warehouse, and then
yeah, and then the clouds just part. And you see the big Avengers.
You son of a bitch!
You've seen Avengers: Age of Ultron. You're like, oh shit.
Oh, and I do like. Granted, it was a Chekhov's gun, but even when Scott, you know, is getting the key to go down to the basement and you see the tank on the keychain, I'm like, that tank's going to get big. At some point in this movie, that tank's going to get big and it's going to be awesome. And it was.
It's pretty great.
It was a nice tail.
We've got a blah, blah, blah here at Pimmin and a tank. But yeah, it was, you know, and I'm sure Edgar Wright and Joe Cornish had a lot to do with that. You know, because I know the script is primarily theirs.
I can tell you that Baskin Robbins always finds out is probably Adam McKay.
Yeah, probably.
Like a real Adam McKay thing.
And probably most of the Michael Pena lines are probably.
Yeah, I think his whole thing where he's like, oh man, I'm more of a neo-cubist.
Right, yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
So funny.
You know me.
You know me, I don't like reds, but there was a nice rosé that just set it off. Yeah, save the day. Yeah. He was, and you know, it worried me. I was like, oh God.
Oh, it was so good.
He's going to be the security guard and he's going to fuck up everything in the inside of Pym Industry. No, he's punching people out. He's doing exactly what he needs to do.
It was great when he almost left. He was like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, and he goes and saves the guy that he took the clothes. That was awesome. I mean, it was so cool.
But that's a statement about Man of Steel, Michael, because they didn't leave anyone behind in this movie, and they want to make sure that anyone that doesn't like Man of Steel likes these movies because of that. No.
What?
No, it's just that you don't remember the Age of Ultron thing where they were like, they're specifically saving people because Man of Steel. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Carrie,
what was in Avengers too?
I like the mouth breathing thing there.
They save people in Avengers too.
I mean, they had to.
You think that its box office is expected?
Carrie got free. Well, Carrie loved Antony.
Oh, Antony.
And whenever he named an ant, I knew it was going to die.
Oh yeah.
Carrie got freaked out.
Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young in the Kree-Skrull War.
Yeah.
Where he has to fly into the Vision.
And I do think it was absurd that, you know, a stray bullet from Yellow Jacket killed the ant, but you know, it's whatever. It gave him some nice a nice action sequence. A
lucky shot.
It was a lucky shot, but
Antony, no. What was it, Carrie said? Marvel was the only...
Yeah, Marvel was... they were the only people that could make her care about an ant, and then me and Jason were like, Pixar?
Oh, yeah, wait. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, yeah.
So, sadly, we must leave you guys, but in the wait between episodes, there's always things for you guys to do. Such as go to our website at www.planbanter.com, home of Plan Banter. You can find us on Twitter at Plan Banter, and you can email us at planbanter@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/planbanter. Go like us. And while you're liking us on there, why don't you go like Chris Kinzel Photography? And everyone be sure to check out the Twitter for Chris's photography, at Kinzel Photos. You know, if you want to listen to some music, you can find Jason's band, Clinch. At Clinch Band. And clinchmusic.com and reverbnation.com/clinch. And also facebook.com/clinch. You can also find our friends, Engineer Nerd, of tvandfilmtoys.com. You can find him on Twitter, at Engineer Nerd. And you can also listen to him on the Action Figure Blues podcast, which is found at actionfigureblues.com. You can follow them on Twitter, at AFBlues. Our friend Grey Matter Splat, at Grey Matter Splat. Our friend David, at FakeEyes22. Our friend Lemon Juice McGee, at Lemon Juice McGee. And our very special pal, Newton Gimmick, at Newton Gimmick, him of InfiniteHollywood.com, and a sometimes contributor to UnderscoopFire.com. Shazam!